Some parts of Michigan have high levels of arsenic in well water, but not a lot of people are talking about it. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, we're bringing you a five-part series, Michigan's Silent Poison, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal. Parts of southeast Michigan, especially in the Thumb, have higher than average levels of arsenic in the groundwater. Arsenic can cause cancer. It's been linked to bladder, lung, and kidney cancer, and other serious health effects. If you're on city water, there's a federal regulation that limits the amount of arsenic in it. But if you're on a private well, it's up to you to find out whether there's too much arsenic in your water.
A lot of people that live there for a long period of time are going to pay no attention to it because it hasn't bothered them and they're still live and kicking.
That's Jim Carroll. He's been in the well drilling business for 35 years. He's the president of Metamora Water Service in Lapeer. He says people rarely ask him about testing a well for arsenic. He says he'll often drink cold water right out of the ground when he's drilling a well.
You know, everybody's been drinking this water for years, of course, if somebody died, maybe the arsenic had something to do with it. You don't really know, but I'll take my chances.
We walked around in downtown Lapeer, and we found that some people knew about the high arsenic levels in their area, but others didn't.
Never heard nothing about arsenic.
I have never heard that. And I've been drinking the water here for 10 years.
I've been here 17 years, but I've never heard about anything about arsenic in the water. I have lived out in the country. I have had, straight well water.
There are no state laws requiring people to test private wells for arsenic. So it falls to local health departments to get the word out.
I think there was a lot more people that learned about it and talked about it years ago.
Dorothy Wicks is the environmental health director at the Lapeer County Health Department. She says there was a big push to get people to test their wells around a decade ago. That's when the Environmental Protection Agency lowered the limit for arsenic in public water sources. Lapeer and Genesee counties are among the counties that have some of the highest levels of arsenic in the state. But neither of those counties require any arsenic testing for residential wells. I asked Dorothy Wicks about that.
What do you think your responsibility is as an agency to keep that level of awareness up?
What is our responsibility? I don't know. I don't want it to be inflammatory. You know, I don't want to keep the, a level of awareness up so high that people are anxiety-ridden about their arsenic.
Wick says her staff is supposed to tell people they can test for arsenic, but she's not sure they always do. Other county health departments handle this issue differently. Some counties, like Washtenaw and Ingham, require people to test for arsenic when they sell their house. A few other counties require testing of new wells. In Livingston County, anyone who wants to drill a new well or replace a well has to test for arsenic. And if it comes back above the federal limit, they have to install treatment before they can get a permit. Matt Bolling is the Director of Environmental Health with the Livingston County Health Department.
I think it's important to remind people that, arsenic is an issue with groundwater, and it's something to monitor over time and to sample and get the word out. And I don't know where that responsibility falls. It probably ultimately falls to local health departments, but, the state could play some role, too.
The Michigan Department of Community Health declined our interview request. A spokesperson said they didn't have anyone at the state level who could talk with us about arsenic. This story was reported in partnership with David Heath from the Center for Public Integrity. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.